Hello, good people. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. Well, today we will be discussing work-life balance during the holidays. How do we achieve this? Why? Because Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and let the rush begin. First of all, when did we start using this word work-life balance? I keep thinking about my mom. What was work-life balance for her? The one thing I will say about one of my childhood memories is that my mother worked full-time as a dental hygienist, and she came home every night and cooked a full meal. I'm talking about homemade stuff. And I don't know how, I can't do that. It's not that I don't know how to do that, because I don't want the rumor out there saying that I don't know how to cook. I do know how to cook, people. It's just that I just don't have the time during the week to make stuff like that. That's usually a weekend or a holiday thing. So how did my mom do all of this? How did she go to work, come home, clean up, cook, and have time for herself? What did her work-life balance look like? I think about my situation. Right now, I have a kid who's got a lot of after-school activities. I'm in school. My husband's in school. We have a very high demanding jobs, and we like to do things for ourselves. So how do we keep this life balance? I think about my mom and what she had to do. And you know what? We're going to get into this today. What does the word work-life balance, where did that come from? Well, the research is saying it came to be during the 70s and the 80s because stressed baby boomers were trying to achieve balance between career, family, and other areas of their lives. But, you know, when I think about that, I know baby boomers were not using the term work-life balance. No, you're not going to sell me on that one. What they probably were saying were things like this: I'm stressed out. I can't do this. I quit. Go ask your mom. Go ask your dad. Go ask your grandma. Go outside. I'm reading. Don't come back into this house. I'm watching my shows. Give me a minute. All of those things, right? That was what work-life balance looked like for them. So fast forward to now. What does this mean? According to the research, work-life balance is typically defined as the amount of time you spend doing your job versus the amount of time you spend with loved ones or pursuing personal interests and hobbies. So job, loved one, hobbies, balance. Well, we know as educators, this gets all out of whack during the holidays. And sometimes it's okay, and we're just out here trying to do our best. But I believe we can be more intentional with our time and purposeful with our planning to stay in balance. So what happens during the holiday for educators? Our cup is full and runneth over, for sure. What does that look like? Well, we're preparing for testing. We're calling parents, a number of holiday events, plays, shows, game nights, department holiday outings, lesson plans, grading, the end of the semester projects. Why do we wait till the end of the semester to do a project? Oh, okay. Dinners, gifts, exchange, meetings, and we got to meet with our evaluators, personal outings, family get-togethers, shopping, cooking, vacation, concerts, spa days, fall and winter cleaning, and everything else. October, November, and December are jam-packed for educators. But maintaining a healthy work-life balance is essential for overall well-being and productivity. You don't want January to pull up and you're exhausted trying to do your vision board for the new year and can barely stay awake at the vision board party. How can you strive for work-life balance during the holidays? I'm going to give you a few tips. First of all, you got to set boundaries. Boundaries are important, people. Everyone is going to have a secret Santa party that they want you to attend. You know why? Because you always have the best gifts. Yeah, I'm inviting you. There are going to be a number of holiday dinners, but you know what? You can't show up for everything. Define specific work hours and stick to them. Even when it comes to your classroom responsibilities, be purposeful in the planning so you can have a quality life at home. Avoid checking work emails or taking work-related calls during your personal time. That stuff can wait until you get back to work. Prioritize your time. My calendar is on every device. I'm able to check it if I'm available. I'm able to block off time, and I put in my calendar something called do nothing. And that is the time that I have for me to do my personal task. Also, use a to-do list. The phone is amazing. I used to have post-it notes. Y'all, I was post-it note crazy. Post-it notes were all over this house. Then the to-do list and the post-it note and everything was now on your phone. So I love using my to-do list on my phone. I get up in the morning and I check it, and I love seeing that I'm accomplishing my things. So also focus on the most important tasks first and avoid feeling overwhelmed with other things. So if it's something very, very urgent, you want to try to get those things done and leave the small things for later, and it might show up on the to-do list for the next day. And you know what? That's okay. Another thing you can do to achieve this work-life balance is to say no. Mm-hmm. Let's say it together. Let's practice it. 1, 2, 3. No. That's right. People are going to want you to do this and that, but you learn how to say no. Do not overcommit to your work or personal obligations. You're going to learn how to politely decline additional tasks and responsibilities. Another thing you can do is delegate tasks, especially when you're at home. You don't have to do everything. Okay? Delegate. Get your family members involved. We always host Thanksgiving. And so one thing I am not going to do, I am not going to cook and clean up the house. So I do have some, I hire help for the holidays to come and help me clean so that I can create some wonderful meals for Thanksgiving. You can do the same. Find out whatever your budget can afford and figure out ways that you can hire people to help you with certain tasks so you can get that time back. Take regular breaks. I love meditation. 5-minute meditations, 3-minute meditations, whether you're at home or at work. Pause for a second. Breathe. Focus. This is also going to help you reduce your stress. One other thing you can do is use personal days. Mm-hmm. Use them before you lose them. Okay. Use that time to disconnect from work and relax. If you have a few personal days, it's okay to take them, but just be mindful of your school situation and critical days. We're not taking personal days when you know you're supposed to be a proctor for the SAT exam, right? Or when it's assessment time. And we know that everybody, for whatever reason, gets sick on a Thursday night and have to call in on Friday. I would just say plan in advance. Make sure you have your sub. And this would help you out and your school out. Engage into some hobbies, okay? I think I'm going to take up pickleball. It's just been blowing up in my community, and it's like everywhere, from the parks to the churches. I'm like, okay, let me see what this pickleball thing is. I think that's going to be my gift to myself for the holidays, is trying to figure out this pickleball thing. But we also like to do other things, hiking and bike riding. What's your thing, right? What's your hobby that you love to do that helps you to relax and reduce stress? Try to schedule those things out whenever you have this October, November, December time. Stay active. Make sure you're prioritizing your health, regular exercise. I take walks every day just about. That is my time. It allows me to disconnect from the world and just kind of focus on me. Maintain a balanced diet and make sure you're getting enough sleep. This is going to be what gives you your energy. If you don't do this, you are going to be tired. So during the holidays, you're going to get invited to all the parties. And I promise you, the rolls and the cookies and the cakes, oh my God, and the pasta, they're just going to look delicious, right? I'm just thinking about it now, especially bread. That's my weakness, y'all. Like, oh my goodness. But you can't go for those items every time at the holiday party. Go over there to the end of the table and get some of that salad. That salad is good for you as well. I know it doesn't look good as the macaroni and cheese, but you know what? You need it. Okay, because if you don't, your New Year's resolution is going to be like what 80% of the world is doing, which is, I'm going to lose weight. Spend quality time with your loved ones is another way. Make sure you are planning meaningful activities with your families and your friends. We just love the holidays and getting together with our family. Make sure you put that in, and it helps you just to relax. Another thing you can do is manage technology use. Limit your screen time and social media use. There is an app. iPhones, you can actually add, it's like a screen time report that I get on Sundays, and it lets me know if I've been up or down. And I love seeing that because it lets me know if I need to put my phone down a little more and pick up a book. Okay, pick up a book and go outside and read, all right? Or do something else besides scrolling all day. Last, you know what? It's okay to seek support. Reach out to a friend or family if you need better understanding of work-life balance. If you just need to talk to someone, you can always reach out to friends and family members. But also, don't forget about a therapist. Therapists are good with trying to talk out some of these issues and figure out how to maintain your work-life balance. I hope this was helpful and you can use one or two suggestions from what we've talked about today. Don't overdo it, right? Today's episode was all about achieving a work-life balance during the holiday. This is very important to my educators. We need to make sure we're doing this. It's going to take some planning on your part, but you got this. I look forward to hearing how you did a few things differently to close out your year. Thanks for listening. This program is brought to you by Thrive 12, an educational resource company dedicated to educators around the world. Please check us out at www.thrive12.com for additional information. In the show notes, I attached a few resources dedicated to your work-life balance. Please leave a comment, share your feedback, and participate in the show's discussion. You know what? I only have one more thing for you all to do. Guess what it is? Keep thriving.